Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, I was on TV earlier. Just caught my eye. You know, when it's early in the morning, you're getting ready, and you've got Radio 1 on in one room, Chris Miles is talking, and you've got the TV on in the other room.
Right.
And I was just wandering through, and I thought, who's that? And it was Chloe Madeley.
Right.
Do you know who she is?
Yeah, kind of.
She is Richard and Judy's daughter.
Yeah.
That's right. And she came across really well. She seems like a really nice girl. And she's doing some TV presenting now. But she was on BBC Breakfast this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there to kind of prove that she can do it all by herself, even though she's got famous TV presenter parents.
Fair enough.
She's doing it all by herself, out of there on her own, as Bill Turnbull, the presenter, explained.
But Chloe is adamant that she's going to make a career for herself.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
She's doing it by herself, in her own right, on her own.
Yes.
Without them.
I'm actually working on my parents' show at the moment. It's like I was only getting offered reality, and I really don't want to go down that route right now.
Mm.
And then that was the only kind of presenting gig I got offered.
Right, so that's the only gig she's been offered at the moment. But despite that, she is doing it all by herself, isn't she, Bill?
Chloe is adamant that she's going to make a career for herself.
Yeah. Just please don't mention my parents. What I'm doing is nothing to do with them whatsoever. I am on their show, but it's nothing to do with them.
Nothing to do with them.
But you can see what she's done there. She seems like a really nice girl. She came across really well, but she just wants to do it all by herself, as you can hear.
Yeah, I do a strand on their new show, which I love. When I told my parents about it, they thought it was brilliant. I am working on my parents' show at the moment. You know, if there was a premiere I wanted to go to, I'd bug Mum and Dad to let me go.
Good.
Poor Mum.
Yes.
Hmm. So, I was just thinking this earlier, right? Imagine you started going out with this girl, the hot girl called Chloe, right?
Yeah.
And you don't know much about her. She probably wouldn't mention her parents, would she, before you met them?
But I wouldn't have thought so. No, it sounds like
doesn't like to talk about them.
Quiet.
Yeah. So the first time you would know is when you actually go, you know, back to the house,
yeah.
And sure enough, Mum and Dad are Richard and Judy. How amazing would that be?
Be interesting.
It would, and obviously you'd know nothing about it beforehand because Chloe wouldn't mention it.
Yeah, I do. I do a strand on their new show, which I love. When I told my parents about it, they thought it was brilliant.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sorry, we're just having a little discussion about who we would like to go out with just because their parents are famous. Like, if you went out with Chloe Madeley, she wouldn't mention it, and then before you know it, you're in Richard and Judy's house having a cup of tea. Brilliant. Who would you like to go out with just to get to the parents because they're famous?
Well, I really want Posh and Bex, but Brooklyn's not a bit young for me.
No, Brooklyn Beckham, you cannot go. It's still too young, I think. How old is Brooklyn Beckham now?
He's about 10, isn't he?
No,
I think.
Not yet, sorry. So, no, that's a no.
What about Paul Daniels and Debbie McGee?
No, God, no.
He's a bit old for me, then.
I don't think they have...
They don't have kids.
They don't have kids, do they?
That's magic. No, that would get annoying.
Have you just gone from Posh and Bex to Paul Daniels and Debbie McGee?
Well, I was put on the spot. Who would you like?
Fern Britton and Philip Schofield.
But they're not even together.
Oh, yeah,
it's
they're not.
Well, actually, in my head,
Phil the chef, so actually...
I prefer Philip, to be honest.
Okay.
As parents. No offence, Phil. But I suppose if Fern is there, then that's fine. I'll have to take Phil. Phil Vickery, isn't it? The chef.
Yeah.
How about you?
God, I haven't really thought about it, to
be
honest.
See, now you see why I said Paul and Debbie.
Actually, that's a good suggestion. Bianca Gascoigne would be quite good to go out with, I think.
Do you think?
Yeah. Because, well, I've met Paul. Yeah, well, he's a very nice man.
Is he?
Hmm.
Okay. Yes.
At least that actually makes sense.
Yep.
Oh, rather than
Hulk Hogan's daughter is getting quite a few votes.
Hulk Hogan's daughter.
Haven't you seen that show? That reality show.
No.
Yeah, you'll understand. A lot of people are saying Hulk Hogan's daughter. Actually, wow. In fact, most of the text right now. Yeah, I'm definitely Fern Britton and Phil.
Hulk
Vickery.
Hogan would be quite intimidating, though, wouldn't he?
Well, yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't mess with him.
Should I go and Google Hulk Hogan's daughter?
Yeah, I think you should. Okay. I bet, as well, some of our listeners have already done this.
Should I do it on Becky's computer?
Yeah.
Right.
Some of our listeners have already done this. I bet that they have got some stories to tell about going out with famous people's daughters or sons, and I want to hear these, please. 81199.
Yes. Kelly Osbourne, says Phil.
Oh, that would be good.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
I've decided who I want to go out with now. Sylvester Stallone. I know he's the older man, but then I get to meet Jackie.
That would be amazing. That's just frightening on all sorts of levels.
The
is
first
that.
Time you stay the night, you come out of the bathroom in the morning. Jackie. Oh, sorry, Sylvester. I seem to have moved on our relationship slightly. I'm staying the night already. Jackie. She needs to be on TV more.
Wouldn't Sylvester Stallone have a shock himself? Though?
Well, that's true, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
Never mind his mum.
Podcast. A lot of people are saying Lily Allen. Oh, no. I mean, love Lily Allen and everything, but seriously, she would wear you out enough, wouldn't she? So you go out with her. Well, she would.
What do you mean?
Very tiring to be around, I find. She's brilliant, but she's a handful. Do you know what I'm saying? And then.
No.
What?
Hang on.
And then you meet.
We've only had Lily Allen in like 5-minute bursts.
Weren't you tired after?
No.
And then you meet. Then you go around, meet the parents. Oh, God, it's Keith Allen. I'm knackered already. Have we not talked about this before? I love Lily, but she. Can you imagine how exhausting it would be to go out with her?
I think that she might be high
maintenance. It's Brilli Allen.
Think about it.
She might be high maintenance, but I think she'd be quite a lot of fun
to
go out with.
She'd be good fun, but you'd be exhausted. Anyway.
Would you be more exhausted?
Stick with Sly Stallone.
Yeah,
then.
I was going to say, wouldn't Sylvester Stallone exhaust you?
Also, I think I made it sound like he does still live with his mum in the previous.
You made it sound like all sorts.
Yeah. This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1. Right, I'm getting loads of hassle at the moment about my new diet, which I've embarked upon from the team.
Oh. Oh,
not even funny.
Are we going to talk about your meals on wheels?
It's not meals on wheels.
Explain what it is then.
Right, it's just. Right, I've tried a lot of diets because.
I know.
You know, like when I was a teenager, until I was like 18, 19, I was quite a big lad.
Right.
And it's quite hard to keep the weight off.
It is.
So I am.
But in the subsequent 20 years, you've done quite well.
Shut up.
Oh, don't waste them. They're part of your allocated portion.
But anyhow.
I'm thinking some seeds right now, listeners. Mm.
No,
and I've tried a lot of diet. Let me finish. I've tried all the normal diets. I did Atkins for a while, just loads of protein. I even did cabbage soup diet once. That wasn't much fun for me or anybody else around. and now I'm doing. Do we have to talk about this?
What?
And now you're doing the cling film
and
diet.
Now you're doing the meals on wheels diet. The ridiculous thing being, you don't need to go on a diet. But anyhow,
thank you, chappers.
Pleasure.
So explain what happens. You basically only eat things that are wrapped in cling film.
Yes,
now, is that
that's
right?
What happens. Yeah.
So
I have, like, for instance, we are going for a meeting about the show tonight. Mm. So I've brought my dinner in, which I can heat up, and it does say on it dinner Tuesday, and it's in it's wrapped in it's in a little plastic card which you can put in the microwave, and then it's in cling film.
Right. So what? So every morning, what, a woman comes around who wants to give a little bit back to her community?
No, every Tuesday night and Thursday night.
Right. Meals on wheels
arrive, and it's all kind of low GI, and that'll help you to lose weight.
Today when he came into the office, I said, oh, what's for lunch? And he had one slice of ham wrapped in cling, and then one pita bread wrapped in cling.
Marked Tuesday lunch.
I'm not being funny, but can you not make your own ham pita sandwich? Why?
I only started, I signed up
a little bit precious and a little bit like Rihanna if you've got people making you ham pita sandwich.
I just wanted to try it because it teaches you about portion control and it all.
How much portion control do you need with a ham pita?
Well, believe me.
It's one slice of ham and one pita.
These portions are small.
A whole pig?
What?
Before,
I was.
Eating a whole pig?
And I realised that's why I was putting weight on.
Right.
So, no, I mean, I just signed up for it on a trial basis from this website, and
were you on the Saga website?
It's not Meals on Wheels. It's well, it is, but for younger people.
So they do this, what, on a Tuesday and a Thursday?
Yeah, they come in the dead of night and deliver you, like, a polystyrene box and stuff.
When does the mobile library come out? Did you get that on a Wednesday?
But you're right. I'm thinking a week in that maybe I could just make my own pita of salad and ham.
A ham pita surely can't be that hard to make.
I don't really need it wrapped up for me like my mum used to do with dinner Tuesday written on it.
What have you got for your tea, sorry?
It's chicken today. That's
so that's, like, what
does that bag say?
One snack.
Snack, that's right.
But you can eat as many carrots as you want. You don't need two carrot well, batons Becky, wrapped now, in cling film.
But I've done loads of fad diets. This is just the latest one. It won't last. Do you know what I mean? I'll just say I don't want to continue with the polystyrene box arriving, and then that'll be the end of that.
Can I just explain for Lev on the text? I think he unwraps it from the cling film, yeah, so then it doesn't get stuck in his teeth.
Yeah, that would be stupid. The cling film diet would probably work, but it's very, very dangerous.
How much wine do Meals on Wheels deliver you?
Yeah, they don't deliver any wine.
Oh, right.
You have to bring your own. Anyway, there's an insight into my weird life.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Lots of people are offering to undercut the company that deliver the polystyrene box and just wrap some any old food in cling film and deliver it to my house. Thanks very much. I might take you up on that. I'll keep your number. Cheers. If it's in cling film, I'll eat it. Obviously, they don't send cakes and stuff, so if they did, I would eat them because it's the cling film diet. I don't eat the cling film, everybody.
That's just how it's packaged.
That's how it's packaged. Right,
so
that was end ups.
You just have one bit of chicken for your tea tonight.
Hmm?
You just have
some chicken and some vegetables. Also marked Dinner Tuesday.
Are they individually wrapped?
Just some broccoli, which is in a. Yeah, it's in a some cling film.
So you have chicken in one bit of cling film and broccoli in another bit.
Yeah, but you obviously. You'll
it's
get
not that complicated. Why? I don't understand why.
But I've realised this now. I've realised this now. But I thought it was the way forward to teach me about portion control and just watch what I'm eating. But I've realised that when you have to, they're all labelled. You see, and you don't want to get Tuesday's dinner mixed up with broccoli from Thursday. It gets really confusing.
If you said to me and Chappers that you were eating whole pigs for every meal, we would have just said we would have helped you ourselves. Yeah. You didn't have to sign up for this.
Well, okay, that's what I'll do next time.
What happens if you do get the packaging mixed up and you accidentally eat Wednesday's lunch?
I have done that already.
For Tuesday's breakfast.
Don't tell the company because they get mad.
Oh, do you get told off?
Yeah, you don't like. They don't like that. They don't like to mix it. But yeah, I have done that already. Anyway, it's 5:30 on Radio 1. Oh, what's occurring is coming up. You laughing at some of the texts coming in, Chappers?
Lovely that people saying we should be supporting you. I am supporting you. Yeah. I said you didn't need to go on a diet.
Thank you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, it's time for Oh, What's Occurring? Are we ready? Becky, as always, is in the lead, but Chappers, you need to sort your life out and win today.
Are the two things linked?
By winning, you will sort your life out. Right. That's all you need to worry about. Play along at home on 81199. Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know women's knickers?
I'm not... Is the right answer yes or no? Yes.
Do you wear them?
No.
We've been through this before, haven't we?
Mm.
So you don't wear them, no?
No, I don't, no.
Would you tell people that you wear them?
Would I tell people? Hmm. Well, if I did wear them, then yes, I suppose if you asked me. But I definitely don't.
Okay. What if I offered you money from my own pocket to tell people that you wear them?
What?
Okay, here's the thing.
Hang on. You'd offer me money just to tell people that I wore women's knickers?
Yeah. Let's say I offered you £1 to shout, I'm wearing women's knickers through a megaphone on the street. Would you do it?
No.
Not for a pound of my money?
Not for a pound of your money.
Do you think many people would?
For a pound?
Yeah.
Are you asking only men?
Yes.
Right.
Five of them.
I don't think they were. For a pound, no.
Well, that's my question. I asked five blokes on the street to shout, I'm wearing women's knickers, through a megaphone. How many would do it for a pound that I was teasing them with in my other hand?
None.
None out of five, says Chappers. Becky is saying...
Four.
Four?
Four?
It's the credit crunch.
Yeah.
All we hear all the time is everyone's got no money. I'd just spend 10 seconds shouting for a pound.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Really? That's a whole nother chat.
It is.
Okay, so here's five blokes of Great Britain, but how many will shout, I'm wearing women's knickers, through a megaphone for a pound of my money? Excuse me, could I ask you a question? Would you shout something through this megaphone?
Would I shout something? It depends what it is.
I'm wearing women's knickers.
No, I wouldn't do that.
What about if I gave you a pound to do it?
No.
Will you shout through this megaphone for me, I'm wearing women's knickers? Will you do that?
No.
For a pound?
No.
I've got £1, you can have it if you do it.
No, it's okay.
All right. Would you
you shout through this megaphone for me, I'm wearing women's knickers?
No.
For a pound? Come on.
Yeah, all right, I'll do it for you.
Quite loud.
Right. So I'm wearing women's knickers.
I'm wearing women's knickers!
Amazing, thank you so much. Oh yeah, I forgot the pound, there it is.
Oh yeah.
Would you shout through this megaphone for me, I'm wearing women's knickers?
No.
For a pound?
No. 400 pounds.
400 pounds?
At least.
But it's the credit crunch. I've got a pound here, go on, I'm wearing women's knickers, just into the mic.
No, we won't do it.
Would you shout through this megaphone a phrase for me?
Yeah, it depends on the phrase.
The phrase is, I'm wearing women's knickers.
For a pound. Okay. What was it again?
I'm wearing women's knickers.
I'm wearing women's knickers!
Would you like to have a pound?
Yes, please. Thank you very much.
Why didn't you tell him he could take the megaphone away from me?
Move away from the megaphone now. Amazingly, 2 out of 5 people were well up for it.
Right.
So...
How does this work now, then? I'm just going to sit here while she try and work out how, if it's gone slap bang...
Give it to Chappers.
Shall I?
We should be a point each. Give us a point
each. Shall I give you a point each?
Oh, that's going to... Oh, okay.
No, that's fine. Point each, that's fair. That's fine.
Oh! What's the kitty?
Next one. You know Chappers and Dave?
Yeah.
Which of the two out of them would you say is the most unreliable?
Is the most unreliable? Oh, my God. Me. I would say Chap... do I refer to myself in the third person?
That's weird.
Yeah, no. I would say me.
Okay. Which of the two of them would maybe put his foot in it and ruin something?
Oh, Dave.
Hmm. Maybe blurt out something that he shouldn't
have. Oh, Dave, most definitely. I thought you meant reliable as in turning up and stuff, because I'm more unreliable than that, but Dave's useless at keeping anything quiet.
Here's a little bit of the Chris Moyle show from this morning.
There's one thing we haven't spoken about yet, which is the fact that this weekend, for training for Kilimanjaro, and also to show the team how difficult it is to climb mountains, we're going to climb a mountain this weekend.
So you'll notice that they didn't mention the name of the mountain they were climbing up.
No, keep it quiet.
See, that was the whole idea. Don't mention the name of the mountain in case, you know, millions of Radio 1 listeners turn up. Yeah, right. Can you imagine that? Hello, Chris.
Interesting voice they all have. Yeah?
Yeah, they wouldn't, would they?
No.
Anyway, so Dave knows, right, that he's not allowed to mention the name of the mountain.
Oh, no.
You know what's coming. Here's my question. How long was it till he blurted out which mountain it is that they're climbing up this weekend? Becky.
It wasn't very long. 15 seconds?
Becky says 50. Chappers says?
Six seconds.
6 seconds. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Comedy Dave trying to keep quiet about their trip this weekend, but how long till he blurts out where they're going?
There's one thing we haven't spoken about yet, which is the fact that this weekend, for training for Kilimanjaro, and also to show the team how difficult it is to climb mountains, we're going to climb a mountain this weekend.
Time starts now.
I don't know how we've managed to talk you into it.
Myself, Rachel... Comedy Dave, Dominic Byrne, and Allard. Is Matt coming along?
No.
Right. So just us. Carrie can't do it. She's at a wedding. We're up to climb a mountain somewhere in Britain. Just to see what it's like. And the idea is, for me anyway, that one, it's a bit of training for me and Rach.
Mm-hmm.
And two, Dominic Byrne will be on the air Monday morning going, I can't walk yesterday. I'm so fit.
We're going to walk for over 4 hours.
Yeah.
And if you haven't done it for a while, it is quite exhausting.
Done it for a while? I don't think I've walked 4 hours in my life.
Oh, I've done it.
I've been up Snowdon before, but I think I was about 12.
He's amazing, isn't he? But...
he never ceases to disappoint, does he?
But I don't think Chris noticed the gap at first.
So anyway, yes, we're going to climb a mountain this weekend. And Piers has said, our exec producer... that we shouldn't mention which one it is, right? What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Why are you laughing?
Go on.
That we shouldn't mention which mountain it is in case we get mobbed.
So we're just going to keep it quiet.
Well, we haven't said which one it is.
No.
Dave will ruin it and tell everybody. I'm sure everyone can guess anyway where we're going.
Yeah, I reckon.
45 seconds.
Well, that's quite good for him, actually.
We love Dave. So Becky said 15, so she gets the point. Yeah. 2-1 to Becky. Brilliant.
Oh! What's occurring?
That's so funny.
But he did keep it quiet for 45 seconds,
yeah.
You know? Which in his head is
he
actually...
always does that.
...is the equivalent of keeping it secret.
Next one. You know the people who work at Radio 1? Do you think they're ambitious?
The people who work here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they suck up to the bosses?
Yeah.
Mm. So imagine that a big new BBC boss phoned them up by mistake.
Right.
Okay. And maybe he happened to tell them a really bad joke. Would the Radio 1 people laugh just because he was an important boss? Now, we call three people. Actually, it was the one that doesn't speak with a voice changer on.
Oh, he's good at this.
They'll never recognise him with that voice changer. He called Vicky, who works at Radio 1 Online.
Okay.
Matt Fincham, off the Chris Moores' show. And Hoop Dog.
Is that his real name?
David. Now, he called them up pretending to be Shaniqua Ann Watt, the head of Global something from the BBC. We named him after the N-dubs hit.
Oh, this woman in my bed named Shaniqua Ann Watt.
No.
Named Shaniqua Ann Watt.
So that's his name, Shaniqua Ann Watt. So, how many of the three people would laugh at Big Boss Shaniqua Ann Watt's joke? Shaffers, out of three.
I'm going to say two.
Chapa says two. Becky?
Three.
Becky saying three. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, here's the first one then to be called by Shaniqua Ann Watt. It's Vicky off of Online.
Hello.
Polly, darling, how are you? Shaniqua Ann Watt.
Who, sorry?
Is that Polly?
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Shaniqua Ann Watt. I'm the new Deputy Head of Global Innovation. Is Polly there?
Who? I don't understand. Where? What company do you work for?
The BBC.
Oh, right, no, you've got the wrong number.
Got the wrong... I'm so sorry to
bother.
That's
all right.
I'm going slightly mad at the moment.
Oh, don't worry.
And my credit card got stolen, and... So I thought, I'm not even going to report it because the thief's spending less than my wife.
Because you what?
I thought I wouldn't report the credit card because, like, the thief's spending less than my wife does normally, you see.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
That was laughter free, wasn't it?
It was. That didn't really work, that one. Thanks. Are you sure he's using a voice changer?
Yeah, that is. It is a voice changer on that. So, zero so far. Next, it's Matt Fincham.
Radio 1.
Danny boy.
Who's that?
Danny.
Hello?
Danny, Shaniqua Ann Watt, how are you?
It's who?
Shaniqua Ann Watt.
Crime Watch?
No, love. Shaniqua Ann Watt. I'm sorry, that's not Danny, is it?
No, I think you've got the wrong number. This is Matt.
Oh, sorry, Matt. My name's Shaniqua Ann Watt. I'm the new Deputy Head of Global Innovation. I'm trying to find Danny.
No.
Oh.
No one with that name works there, I don't
There's
think.
I'm going completely mad at my... I've not spoken to anyone for about... I've not actually spoken to my wife in 18 months, you know? I don't like to interrupt her.
Say that again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying I've not even spoken to my wife in 18 months.
Your wife?
I don't like to interrupt her.
Okay. Right. I'd better go now. So thanks for calling. Bye.
Okay, goodbye.
It's not really a laugh at the joke.
That was a laugh.
Was it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you
that was leave it. That was leaving a big boss with a laugh in the hope that he'll remember him in the future.
Okay.
Definitely.
Was that a career laugh? Then?
That was it? Yeah.
Okay, so that's one. Is it me or did the voice get higher on that one?
What? Of Shaniqua or Matt Fincham?
No, Shaniqua.
Yeah.
Right, next one. Final one. It's Hoop Dog.
Radio 1 Interactive.
Paul, darling, it's Shaniqua Ann Watt.
Hello?
Hello, Paul.
Hello?
Shaniqua here.
Who's that?
It's Shaniqua Ann Watt. I've got some amazing news. I've just been given the job as head of global communications. I am now so powerful in the BBC, you will not believe it.
Sure. Who are you again?
Shaniqua Anwar.
Sure. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Seriously, I've been having a hell of a day. My credit card got stolen earlier on.
Oh, yeah.
And, but the thing is, I don't think I'm even going to cancel it because the thief's spending less than my wife.
Yeah. Don't.
So, we are. So just the one, then, if you're counting the map.
I think you
one.
Can count that one, okay.
Okay. So that means you get the point, doesn't it?
They didn't laugh a lot, but equally they didn't sound the brightest.
So, I make it 2-2 today on Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, now that's going to confuse you for the rest of the week.
That really is. But well done, everybody.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, let's get out of the way, shall we? It's the honesty game. A little bit tame, first one of a new season last week, first one that Becky had ever played, but we've got some questions from you, and the whole team will answer them. If you've got any more, we're going to do this till 6:30, so 8-1-9.
I'm going to read this one out on behalf of Ian in Norwich. Right. This one's to you, honesty game. Do you feel that Derby County should play with Robbie Savage as a supporting role to the front line tonight?
No.
No, it's the right answer, actually.
Thank you.
That seems very strange.
Very, very strange.
That
option
would mean they're playing a very bizarre system.
Very, very strange game.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want him a bit further back, don't you?
You would,
in the midfield.
It fits him, yeah. Hi, Kieran.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the honesty game. Now, we're all friends here, so ask away and we will answer. Tell us who the question is to. Is it to all of us?
It's to Chappers.
To Chappers, okay. Good. Go on.
Did you ever fancy any teachers while you were at school?
Did I ever what?
Fancy any of the teachers while you were at school.
Did I ever fancy any of the teachers whilst I was at school? There was one, I have to say, who I wouldn't necessarily say fancied, but looked like she might be a little bit dirty.
Oh my God, you were at school.
I know, but I was in sixth form at the time.
Oh yeah.
I thought of this. Okay.
Okay. And what was her name?
I don't think I'm... Look at the one that doesn't speak nearly four. I'm not going to say what her name was.
Oh really? Okay.
So I won't even say the subject, but you could, You could just tell.
Yeah. I hope that's okay, Kieran.
Was that all right?
Yeah, that's quite good.
Worryingly, there are all sorts of facts that are coming back into my mind now, which I actually can't say, because then it would... kind of
be obvious.
Be obvious who it was.
I quite fancied Mrs. Fleming for a while.
Right.
I was young. And
what was Mrs. Fleming?
I don't know what it was about her. She was just tall and she was really friendly and she had a really nice smile from what I remember. And then a lot of the boys fancied her in class. And then I remember a lot of us in our form being devastated when we went on a school trip to the New Forest once. I think we went camping and we saw her walking arm in arm with a man through the woods.
Hang on. Was she on the trip?
Yeah, she was on the trip.
Right.
Yeah. No, she was.
Otherwise, that might have been another teacher that you really shouldn't have given the name.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Right, so she was on the trip with you?
Yeah, and I think it was her boyfriend. Everyone was like, oh, rubbish, Mrs. Fleming's got a boyfriend.
Well, surely it'd be Mrs. Fleming's husband.
Well, I don't know whether it was her husband. We didn't really...
Oh, my God, Scott.
Oh, no. It was a long time ago. Anyway, Becky, did you...
I fancied Mr. Longman, but I think everyone else did in the school as well.
Yeah. Was he hot?
Yeah, he was well hot.
In what kind of way?
Just attractive.
Was that his name, Longman, or was that his nickname?
Mr. Longman, no, it was his actual name.
All right.
Who did he look like, famous-wise? What kind of hot is what I want
George
to know?
George Clooney, probably.
Really? Okay, yeah. Oh.
But not that old.
Right.
Oh, my word.
Did he wear a lot of aftershave?
Yeah.
There's always one teacher that wears far too much aftershave.
He knew he was hot as well.
Yeah, they know it, don't they? Like, one of my teachers who taught maths was just to smother himself in aftershave. And knew it. Fit, but he knew it.
Can I just point out to a few people on set, she wasn't my art teacher. But right. But that has now just brought back a reminder that I did once get off with the art teacher's daughter.
Okay, why you were at
Chappers,
the school?
You need to stop talking now.
Yeah, I know, but...
Did the art teacher know this?
No, it wasn't at school. It was at 42nd Street in Manchester.
Oh,
God. Oh, God. Are you right, Mark? This flute's got to you.
this is a lot more revealing than last week already. Right, thank you, Kieran. Hi, Ruth.
Hiya, Scott, you're right.
You're right?
Yeah, fine, thank
Don't
you.
Don't ask me anything, Ruth.
Whereabouts are you today, Ruth?
I'm in Birmingham.
Lush. Okay, what's your question?
If you'd broken both of your hands and you had to have a Radio 1 presenter pull down your pants when you went to the toilet, who would it be? And it's for everyone.
Right, mine would be Sarah Cox. No question.
What?
I'm not sure.
Well, do they have a say in it or not? They just have.
Well,
to
I was going
to
say, do they have to? Do they have any say, Ruth?
No, they will do it because you're injured, and of course you're all kind-hearted there, so they wouldn't. They wouldn't argue.
Obviously, I've not consulted with Sarah.
Why
about
would
this.
You choose Sarah?
Just because I don't think nothing would embarrass her. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I mean, we'd have a laugh about it. I think.
Really? Really? Is it something to laugh at?
No, I just think that she wouldn't be embarrassed. You know what I mean? Don't you, Becky?
Yeah, I think I'd choose Jo Wiley, because she always seems really nice, and she'd always help me if I had a problem, I think.
Well, you say that.
What, have you had experience of Jo Wiley pulling your pants down?
Me and Jo have been very close over the years. I don't know, I mean, this just makes me want to tell the story about Natalie Imbruglia's party again.
I don't remember this story.
Well, you've heard this before.
Is this up there with my chip story?
Jo Wiley was throwing up at Natalie Imbruglia's party.
Yeah.
It's the end of the night, the guests are leaving, and they all, obviously, because they want to say goodbye to Natalie because it's their party, are all trooping through to the toilet to go, bye, Natalie, and Natalie is there holding Joe's hair out of her face as she's puking up. And like David Schwimmer, bye, Natalie, oh, hi, Joe. So actually, yeah, maybe Jo Wiley as well, because let's face it, after that embarrassing incident, she wouldn't be embarrassed by that, would she?
No.
Right, I think that'll do for now.
She would tell everyone, though, would
she? She would tell everyone,
she?
Yeah. You know, now I've said that, she'll come back on air when she comes back with all sorts for me. Okay.
You haven't answered, Chappers.
Haven't I?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Did you say Westward?
No,
did
I didn't say Westward.
Did you say Westward? You want Westward to pull your pants down? Is that what you said?
No.
Did you hear him say Westward?
Yeah.
You said Westward.
Can I pick?
All right, that's fine.
Can I pick Sarah as well?
Well, okay. Well, I thought you said.
Isn't because we wouldn't be in the toilet at the same time.
No.
But I just think, you know. I'd just go for Sarah. I think she'd just
laugh
she'd
it
take
off.
It all in a stride.
She'd laugh about it, wouldn't she? And then tell all her friends.
She wouldn't, though.
No, she wouldn't.
Oh, you know, me and Sarah have been through a lot together.
Really?
Nothing shocks her.
Okay, no, that's true.
And I kind of feel it would get sort of. I'd get my own back for her once revealing her knickers to me in the studio.
Excellent.
Warm breakfast show. Radio 1 Podcasts. When we're in the middle of an honesty game, could you make sure that you just give me some kind of signal before you put the microphones up?
Sorry, why? What were you saying then?
What?
I was just having a little... Reminisce?
Yeah.
This is about the art teacher again.
No. It was...
Someone else you met in 42nd Street in Manchester.
No.
Hi, Zoe.
Oh, hello, Scott.
Where are you today?
I'm in rainy Plymouth.
Oh, okay.
It's rubbish, the weather, honestly.
Yeah, no, it's rubbish. What are you doing?
Not much. Waiting for my tea.
What's for tea?
Fish pie.
I love a fish pie.
It's not bad.
Anyway, so...
Is it homemade?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mum makes it herself.
Aww. What do you have with it?
I think it's just got really creamy potato on the top.
Oh, it's really nice.
My mum puts cheese in the top as well.
Lush. Loving it. Right, what's your question on the honest game, please?
Okay, basically, if you and the rest of your team were going up Mount Kilimanjaro with Chris Moores and all of his team, and you ran out of food and cannibalism was legal, who would you eat first to survive and why?
Right. Chappers.
Well, hang on, now I have to think about it. So all of us...
Yeah, including the one who doesn't speak.
Right, and all of them...
Yeah.
But nobody else, just that.
Just you lot, yeah.
Okay, why do I have to go first with this one?
Just thought you might have a...
Becky.
Why?
Because I think she would want to, do the best.
Sacrifice herself
for the good cause of comic relief. And to be honest, I don't really want to pick one of the Moors, because that'll just mean I'm getting slagged off for the next week.
Okay. So you don't want Ronan Keating, because there's nothing...
She'd take one for the team.
Yeah, there's nothing of Ronan Keating, is there? Hang on,
are
he's in there.
Are we allowed to pick the celebrities that are going up?
Oh, we allowed to pick them as well.
It's just us and them.
No celebrities, just oh. Lot.
Oh, I was going to eat Gary Barlow.
I wanted to eat Gary Barlow as well.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I'll eat... Oh, I don't know now.
Well, I
can I have a bit of Becky as well?
I don't have to choose because I've just been eaten, haven't I?
Oh, yeah, yeah, bye.
I haven't got a chance. I'm long
okay,
gone.
Okay, bye.
No, you two have to come up with somebody as well.
I will eat... I'll eat Dom.
Why would you eat Dom?
Just because I think it, I don't know, just might
Less
taste nice.
Hair to burn off, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly, because I hate the smell of burning hair.
Yeah, fair
That's
enough.
Horrible. So, and when you cook him, obviously his hair would burn.
Yeah.
So that would be unpleasant.
Okay.
So I'm not eating him raw.
No.
So...
No.
Yeah, so
I'm
that's...
not eating Becky raw, I'd just like
to... Oh, right, so you are cooked. Medium, yeah. Medium well,
yeah,
please.
Yeah. I might even try and find some potato and cheese to do a bit yeah. like your mum's fish pie.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, don't do it with a kebab, because that's your whole day's calories gone.
Well, yeah.
I know, yeah. Hey, you've also been listening
hey,
closely.
Hey, aren't you on the news agenda?
Hey, who would you eat?
Probably Matt Fincham.
Why?
just to get rid of him.
Well, no, everything's Matt Fincham's fault, so get him out of the way. The rest of your day's fine.
Becky hasn't given her answer yet.
Yeah, that's funny, that.
I think she's going to say Rachel.
No, I'd eat Comedy Dave.
Why?
I don't know. Just the first thing that came into my head.
Okay. I hope that's a fine day.
That's absolutely fine. Thank you.
Okay, enjoy your fish pie.
I will.
Love you.
Love you too. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.